Come on. Yeah. Come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, it is Grab Bag Topic Thursday. What does God expect from me according to God's Word? Uh-oh. You know what it is. It is Grab Bag Topic Thursday, my favorite time of the month, where we can let our hair down, kick our shoes off, and just relax and not dive into something really deep. You guys had a lot of deep lesson this month, so we want to lighten the load just a little bit today. Yep. You guessed it. We're going to talk about expect. What does God expect from you? What a powerful lesson after all that you ingested this past month. So let's get right down to it. The world and the biblical meaning of expect. To think that someone should behave in a particular way or do a particular thing. We shouldn't take God's gift for granted. Yes and no. I mean the gift of life for this lesson. No, I'm not saying Jesus isn't a gift. God gives us the gift of a new day each day we wake up. You should make it a commitment to do something meaningful for God in the day that He has given you, because it wasn't given to everyone. Some days we feel that our lives have no purpose or meaning. Newsflash, it does. Let's not waste the gift of God in any day that He has given us. These are the days that we feel what God wants us to do with our lives seems like a mountain too tall to climb or to get around. I'm going to give you three things God expects from you that you can implement starting right now, right after this podcast. Number one, God expects you to live a life of purpose. This is first and foremost. A life without purpose isn't really living at all. Well, let me say this a different way. It's not living for the kingdom, I should say. The goals you set for yourself give you purpose, so you already know how to generate motivation in you. Take some time, as Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry. Think about what God said. Write down the vision that God has given you. Write down the purpose God has given you. And at some point when you read it, could be a week later, a month later, a year later, that vision is for an appointed time. And God could do his work at that time that that vision or that purpose was called for. So just do your part. Wait on it. Don't get tired of waiting, but God will reveal it when it's that time. Number two, God expects us to operate in the gift he has gifted us. Many of us have or had no idea of what God gifted us. Some have already figured it out. It's up to you who don't know to assess and discover what gifts may reside in you. What did God place in you? What ability? What talent? What did he do? What did he give you to help further his kingdom? Because we all can't be arms. We all can't be legs. We all can't be eyes. We all can't be the foot. We have to all do our part. Sometimes the gift could be closely related to, associated with your talent or something you're already good at. Yes, it could be the way you speak. You can share God's word. It's your ability to help people, the gift of helps. Some people have one, some have many. But just find out what your gift is. Once discovered, it's time for you to pray for God's wisdom and instruction on how to operate in your gift of purpose in helping others for God's glory. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:8-10, this is what it says. For to one given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. That's a lot to ingest. You just have to search and pray that God reveals your gift to you that you may be of service to God. God expects, this is number three, God expects your life to be filled with peace and joy. God doesn't want you to live a life of turmoil, headache, confusion, and chaos. That is not what God has for you. The peace that God provides is His peace. See, sometimes we are all guilty of looking for peace in people that don't have the power to provide peace beyond all understanding. Translated this way, we find ourselves, we put a lot of trust in people, in man, and man typically hurts us each and every time. I'm not saying you can't trust people. I'm not saying you can't be in relationship with people and that you can't share and look for peace in those people. What I'm talking about a different peace. I'm talking about God's peace. It's peace when things are not going right that you can still find a way through. When we truly know that God's love is our refuge, and when we truly love God without conditions, meaning wholeheartedly, we can begin to experience God's unspeakable joy. God's word in Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Father God, I come to you right now giving you thanks for this great and awesome day, a day that we have yet to see, Lord God, but you have saw fit that we were rising because we all have a call and a purpose and something that you expect or want us to do, O Lord. Find your way into our hearts, Lord God, that we may find our gifts if we don't know what they are. God, I beg, I implore you, we beg you here at the PNT Podcast Studio that you would show your young, loyal listeners would you have gifted them, Lord God, that they may begin to stand boldly and rise up and live for you, O God. And as they live for you and trust you wholeheartedly, you will provide them the peace and joy that they need. Even in a space of chaos, a space where everything is going wrong around them, allow the ground that they stand on to be calm, filled with peace, tranquility, Lord God, that they may hear your still, still voice. I pray this right now in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In summary, the importance of knowing what God expects from us. I will close with this quote. Expectations. One of the best ways to maintain your peace is not to expect others to understand your journey. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production's editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, its Christian Education Ministry, in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. When real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time. Yeah, it's like that.